This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butwartz. The wave of anthrax cases in the past 2 weeks is reminding U.S. authorities they need to be on guard against possible biological or chemical warfare attacks, both here and abroad. Among the units prepared to respond to such attacks is the Marine Corps' Chemical and Biological Incident Response Force. The 375-member unit, formed 5 years ago, is a key component of the Marines' new anti-terrorism brigade, organized in the aftermath of last month's attacks. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
It's not hard to imagine a scenario where the Marines might have to deploy their Chemical Biological Incident Response Force, CBIRF by its initials. At Camp Lejeune in North Carolina last week, the unit ran through what might happen if a terrorist group advocating an independence cause decided to sabotage a high-level meeting somewhere in the United States. Chief Warrant Officer John Quinlan, narrating the exercise, says local law enforcement agencies find out about the threat and call on the Marines to send in their CBIRF unit to help out.
Approximately 10 minutes ago, terrorists sympathetic to the Sapdale cause released an unknown chemical agent into the atmosphere. The incident commander has quickly realized he is overwhelmed and requests all of CBIRF assets forward.
The first step is to set up a decontamination unit on site. The Marines race through the routine. It should take them no more than 7 minutes. Suddenly, three figures emerge from the CP, the command post. They look and walk like astronauts, dressed in bulky white suits that cover their whole bodies. These are called Level A outfits, designed to protect the decontamination squad from any of a variety of known chemical agents.
The next Marines you'll observe when we downrange are rapid extraction team members, also dressed out in Level A. The mission of our rapid extraction team members is to evacuate all casualties out of the hot zone as quickly as possible. The NBC reconnaissance team has just called back to our tactical CP and identified the nerve agent sarin has been found within the hot zone.
The Marines rehearsing this operation have actually worked in the field with sarin and other chemical agents. They carry with them sophisticated electronic monitoring devices that can detect poisonous chemicals. The extraction team has entered the building where the sarin was released.
If you look to your right, you'll see our rapid extraction team members coming out of the hot zone with ambulatory casualties. They are currently stopped at our casualty collection point where medical triage is being conducted. What you just heard is a high-yield explosion triggered in conjunction with a chemical release.
In fact, just about everything that could go wrong in real life does go wrong in this training exercise. Not just one bomb, two. But the Marines managed to rescue the victims, defuse the second bomb, and decontaminate the site. The ChemBio unit was organized in 1996, partly in response to the 1995 sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway, and to Iraq's suspected development of biological and chemical weapons. The unit can be deployed within hours overseas, but it also plays a role in the U.S. military's new Homeland Defense mission. Twice a year, CBIRF trains with local fire departments and public health services. Marine Colonel T.X. Hammes, the unit commander, says the local agencies are equipped to deal with many biological or chemical incidents, but when a big attack comes, he says, it's time to call in the Marines.
Most local responders have to take their assets out of their standing fire station. So every day they're on a truck running back and forth. Like we trained with New York this summer, and they're every bit as good and have good equipment, but they don't have the numbers. They can't put 300 people, 250, 300 people into the target area. They just don't have them. And they don't have the freedom to train. Our primary mission is to train every day and stand alert. Their primary mission is to fight fires.
Lance Corporal Michael Warner in this scenario went into the hot zone to locate the chemical contaminant, as he has dozens of times before. But he says his work has never meant as much to him as in the past month, when terrorist attacks in the United States have become a reality.
It just emphasizes more that, you know, we're training for this mission, and now that there's that actual possibility that it's in the United States and it's there, it just, your awareness is just a little bit more heightened. And you want to make sure you have everything correct and you're ready to go. Nothing, no mistakes. You want to concentrate so much and you want to make sure everything goes smoothly and you have no problems at all.
The ChemBio Response Force is just one element of the Marines' new anti-terrorism brigade formed 2 weeks ago. The brigade also includes security battalions ready to protect U.S. diplomatic missions around the world, as well as a combat battalion that could be deployed anywhere a terrorist attack takes place or is threatened. Tom Chelton, NPR News, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.